Bank of Cardiff.
Yes, ma'am. I need to talk to somebody about equipment financing.
Okay, I can help you with that. Were you referred to us?
Oh, I keep getting letters in the mail from y'all.
Oh, okay. Let me see here. Now, the letter you received, does it have a reservation number?
It's been a couple of weeks since I got one. I just usually just throw them over in a pile. I hadn't even looked.
Oh, okay. Let me see if I can look up your...
I just have to think about y'all, so I thought I'd give you a call.
Okay, what is the name of your business?
Dixie Transportation.
What is it again? I'm sorry.
Dixie, D-I-X-I-E, Transportation Company.
Okay. Let's see here.
It's been a while since I got one from y'all.
Okay. And is this the business line or is this a cell phone?
That's the business phone.
Okay.
Yeah,
and what was your name?
Mike.
Mike? Okay. Okay. It didn't come up, but that's okay. Now, what were you looking for? Yeah, what were you looking for specifically?
Financing for a couple of trucks and trailers.
Some trucks and trailers, okay. Oh, here we go. Is it Dixie Transport?
Well, it may be.
Oh, this is you, I think. Here we go.
Purvis, Mississippi.
At 809 Main Street?
Yeah, that's
Mike Morris?
That's me.
Okay. Oh, perfect. Yeah, it looks like you had requested information earlier this year, and I don't know if we ever got in touch with you.
Well, as I was saying, I got a couple of letters from y'all, but that was about it.
Okay. Perfect. So you said some trucks and trailers. Mm-hmm.
And I also want to look at a line of credit, probably.
Okay.
We may have to have some to get the trucks and the trailers on the road, insurance and tags.
Okay. How many trucks and trailers do you have currently?
Just one.
One, okay. And is this long haul or is it local?
Oh, yeah.
Long haul?
We run about from Interstate 35 in Texas, where it runs north and south of Texas from Laredo to the Canadian border.
Okay.
We run from about there over to the east. Yeah, but we don't go up in New York, New Jersey, none of them places up there.
Okay.
I can't speak fluent Yankee.
Oh, and this is a sleeper?
Yeah.
The one you have and then the one you're looking at as well?
Well, actually looking at a couple, I hope.
Okay. And what is the price of the items you're looking at?
The trucks are right at $50,000 a piece, and the trailers are about $14,000.
Okay.
It's flatbed trailers.
Are they new or used?
These are used trailers. They're 2007s. The trucks are used, too, but they're 2013s.
Okay. And are you getting it through a vendor or a private party?
We're getting it through a truck sale.
Okay. And what was your time frame for getting the funding?
Oh, yesterday will be fine.
Okay. How long have you had the business?
You have had your second cup of coffee this morning, right?
Have I?
Yeah, you had your second cup of coffee this morning?
Yeah, I had a double shot of espresso. So I'm ready to go.
Yeah, well, I was wondering because it's like 8:30 out there where you're at.
Yeah, I get in about 6:30, so.
you come to work early.
Yeah, we have a lot of East Coast clients, so we get in here early.
Actually, you come to work late, but.
Late for you, but, yeah.
Yeah, because we start about 5 o'clock in the morning here.
Oh, that's really early, yeah. How long have you had the business?
About 11 months now.
Oh, 11 months. Okay. And are you the sole owner over there?
No, my sister actually owns it.
Okay.
I'm just trying to get some information.
Got it. And do you know how her credit is?
Her credit score right now is 517, I think.
Oh, okay. Now, what is the business averaging monthly for revenue?
About 13,000 to 15,000.
Okay. So, based on her credit, we wouldn't be able to do equipment financing until she got that score up. So it's a combination of being a very new business as well as having a credit score in the 500s, which is a little bit challenging. What we could possibly do is if she needed some unsecured capital, could probably get her something in the range of maybe $10,000. I don't know if that would help at all.
Yeah, that would help.
That would? Okay.
Yes, it would.
Okay. It would be a starter loan because you're a newer business, and
with working capital, we could probably still get the truck, so I just have to go a different route.
Yeah, you could use the funds for whatever you want, so it's completely up to you.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. We could use that to pay for the tags and the insurance and stuff on the trucks. Then I could go another way to get the trucks.
Yeah. So let me do this. I'm going to email you what we need to approve you in that program. And the email I have on file is loadman@myway.com.
Yeah, that'll work. Yeah.
Okay.
Have her fill it out when she gets back. She had to run to town, pick up some stuff.
Okay. Yeah, we'll just look at a few months' bank statements and a one-page application.
Yeah, bank statements I can send you.
Yeah. Do you know, did she ever...
On the bank statements now, we use a factoring company to factor our freight bills with.
Yeah.
And we don't run all the money through the...
Because they take it ahead of time, right?
Well, no. You know what ComCheck is?
ComCheck? No.
Yeah, okay. That's a wire transfer we use in the trucking business.
Mm-hmm.
So if a truck breaks down on the road or we need something, you know, while the driver's on the road, we can pay for it.
Yeah.
And some of the money, we had to leave some of the money in there because the ComCheck account is through them.
Got it.
So we don't transfer all. And I can send you the monthly, it's not like a bank statement, but I can also send you the monthly factoring report we get from them. It shows you what they...
Yeah, well, actually, we'll just look at the bank statement and see what that shows, and then issue an approval based on those numbers.
Okay.
Yeah, because if
it's only like $5,000, you know, would help out.
Would be helpful. Okay. Do you know if she did a 2015 tax return or not?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Our first tax return will be at the end of this year.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. So I'll email you what we need, and then once you send that over, I'll get that submitted for you.
Okay. All right, I appreciate it.
Okay. All right, thank you. Bye.
All right, we'll get it as soon as you get back.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.